West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom. The city of Villarrica on Tuesday tributing their longest-serving department head, Michael Mansour. He's been the police chief for the City of Gold for 15 years now. City Manager Tom Barber introducing Mansour.
To say that Chief is the senior department head here is no exaggeration. He is the person that I look to be the example to all of our department heads about how to run a department and how to function as a department head. He has not only years of experience here, but has built a great organization. Do you appreciate that?
Mansour choking up a little bit when talking about his time as police chief.
15 years is a long time, and I can honestly say it's flown by. It's been amazing. It was an honor to come here. We've come a long way, I believe. We've worked hard, as Tom said, and we've made sure that we're professional. We've made sure that we've done the right thing, and we've set good examples. And that's what is important to me, and I'm honored, and I appreciate y'all letting me be here for 15 years. And I want to recognize my family, my wife. We've been married 25 years next March. Nothing but support. Never questioned me being a cop, and I appreciate that.
Also on Tuesday, Villarrica acknowledging the three-year anniversary of Main Street Director Janet Chumley. Coming up in November. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday putting out a reminder relating to the theft and damage of political signs during the campaign season following social media posts alleging thefts and two reports being filled out with the CCSO. Public Information Officer Ashley Halsey stating that trespassing on someone's property and stealing a political campaign sign is a crime. Citizens within Carroll County should feel safe to post political campaign signs on their property without fear of them being damaged or taken. And unfortunately, she says this is a common occurrence during election cycles. Halsey says the CCSO will investigate any thefts of political campaign signs and offenders will be charged accordingly when identified. She does encourage signposters to place them in a well-lit area. And if you have security cameras, place them in view so that identifying a suspect would be made easier. A friend of the Harrelson County mother whose son was shot to death and found alongside Highway 78 Monday has started a GoFundMe page to raise money to go towards laying the 18-year-old man to rest. On Monday, utility workers found the body of Hoyt Taylor Daniel off the side of the roadway in the 3000 block of U.S. Highway 78. Daniel lived nearby. The crime is unsolved as of Wednesday morning. Those wishing to donate to the fundraiser should visit GoFundMe.com and type in Taylor Daniel. The goal of the fundraiser is $8,000. Harrelson County elections officials reporting a busy first 2 days of advanced voting. Chief Register Pepperhead says approximately 820 voters casting ballots in just the first 2 days, which she says is a pretty big number, even during the presidential election. As of Wednesday morning, the Carroll County Elections Office had yet to post early voting stats to their website. Elections officials on Tuesday acknowledged a good turnout so far, and that potential voters continue to request absentee ballots. Pro-life activists taking it to the streets on Saturday. West Georgia Right to Life planning their annual Stand for Life event this weekend.
It's on Highway 27 South on the sidewalk in front of Walmart. And we typically form a line anywhere from Stripling Chapel all the way down. Last year it was over to Verizon. So Lord blessed us with good participation last year. Looking at the weather, looks like we'll have great weather this year as well.
West Georgia Right to Life President Dwayne Hack, a guest of the WLBB Community Voice program this week. This is the 16th year WGRTL has participated in a Stand for Life Chain campaign.
We'll have signs available that, you know, talk about pro-life, vote pro-life, here for the unborn. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is we just want to be a voice for the voiceless. You know, over the years we've been here, we're just representing those that have no voice. 61 million since 1973 have been aborted here in America.
Steve Graddick's Community Voice interview with Hack is now archived in the podcast section on the NewsTalk1330.com website. The U.S. Senate Judicial Committee on Thursday expected to approve moving President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett onto the full Senate for approval. On Monday's WLBB Community Voice, Georgia Right to Life President Ricardo Davis suggesting the nominee could be good for the personhood movement.
What we have is a nominee who doesn't just talk about personhood and talk about the protection of all children and the caring for all innocent human life, but her life illustrates it. you just look at her family and you can see that this is not something, it's not a position, it is a conviction with her.
Davis says his organization is, quote, cautiously encouraged with the potential next justice replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, suggesting a new conservative Supreme Court judge could lead to rulings that favor his organization's beliefs.
We are cautiously encouraged because, you know, we don't know people's hearts. We don't know what will happen once you get into that seat. But if you look at the woman's life, if you look at the statements she has made, we have much to be hopeful for. And I would just ask people to pray that this process proceed quickly, and she is seated as the next justice of the United States Supreme Court.
That Community Voice interview with Davis is now archived in the podcast section of the Newstalk1330.com website. Well, Harrelson County High School Tuesday canceling this week's homecoming activities after learning that Friday's homecoming football game opponent, Elbert County, will not participate. No official reason was available by Wednesday morning, but one could speculate it does have something to do with COVID-19. Now, despite the cancellation, HCHS is still hoping to find an opponent to play at home or away for Friday, so maybe there will still be a game, just not homecoming. School officials say all remaining homecoming dress-up days and activities have been postponed until the week of November 6th, where the homecoming celebration will continue during that week of their game against Hurd County. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.